C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. We all have friends and family members who are impossible to buy gifts for. And sure, you could just give them cash, but this holiday season, many people are thinking about going a step further to make their cash gift a little more personalized, a little more 2021, in the form of digital cash, like cryptocurrency.
You're gifting someone a value that could go up and then go down, and that's sort of teaching them along the way what it means for the crypto market.
But it's a complex and potentially confusing market. Coming up, our personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter will help smooth out the learning curve that comes with giving crypto gifts. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Who wouldn't love getting money as a holiday gift? But to many people, cash tucked inside a holiday card, it's so 2019. This year, giving cash in digital form is a hot trend. Things like cryptocurrency or even non-fungible tokens or NFTs. But giving digital money requires a lot of planning by the gift giver and the recipient. WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been looking into this, and she's here to walk us through it. Julia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So Julia, I suppose the first thing you need to consider if you're thinking of giving someone cryptocurrency is whether they actually know what it is, because a lot of people don't.
You need to make sure they know what it is, and you need to make sure that you understand how they're going to get it and how they're going to use it. So cryptocurrency isn't an actual physical currency that you hold and use. It's a digital currency. And there's lots of different kinds of coins that people use for different things. So people might have heard of Bitcoin or Ethereum or meme coins like Dogecoin. Each of those costs something different, and each of those is used for something different.
And then there are a lot of people who do know about these things, but they're probably skeptical about them.
People should be skeptical about them. They're used for different things. They cost different amounts of money. The value goes up and down. So definitely doing your research and understanding what the recipient could use this coin for and what their own personal risk tolerance is could be helpful going into it.
Yeah, let's talk about that volatility. I suppose you should make sure the person on your gift list knows that the cryptocurrency they get for Christmas could be different by Valentine's Day.
That's also why it's appealing to a lot of people as a gift. If you gift someone one of these things, the value could go up and you're gifting them an investment, or you're gifting someone a value that could go up and then go down. And that's sort of teaching them along the way what it means for the crypto market.
Okay, so how do you actually go about giving cryptocurrency to someone? Is it more than just sending them a link?
You have to make sure that the person is set up to receive what you are sending them. I know that sounds basic, but that means that they have to have a wallet in order to receive this. That's an account in which they can hold these digital assets. So someone can set up the wallet on their own. Maybe you tell them, I've bought you this piece of cryptocurrency. You just have to set up the wallet so that you can receive it. And then they do that on their own. One thing that can make this a bit easier is an option known as a crypto starter pack. That's where you set up the wallet for your friend, include the digital asset that you want to gift them, and then share that with them, and you've sort of given them their portal into this world. You want to make sure, though, that you're doing this with a friend that you trust or that the recipient would be open to it, because you will then also have access to their wallet. I also spoke with one NFT expert who said that he frequently has set up wallets for his friends who aren't in the crypto space. So he purchases them an NFT, sets up the wallet for them, and then says, here's your sort of crypto starter pack that I've made for you. He then has access to that wallet. So you definitely want to make sure you do it for a friend that you're close to or someone you trust. But it's a way to sort of invite someone to be part of this community.
Now, you mentioned NFTs or non-fungible tokens. This year, we've seen a craze surrounding them, and you noted some people are giving them as gifts. But first of all, Julia, can you refresh us as to what they are?
So non-fungible tokens are pieces of collectible digital assets that you hold and you hold alone. So it's appealing to a lot of people because you can gift them and they sort of represent something that we understand in the physical world. So you can gift someone a piece of art, you can gift someone a piece of music or a baseball card or some other collectible. People use them online to trade back and forth, and they represent different amounts of money.
So how would you give an NFT to somebody as a gift?
There's lots of different marketplaces that people can browse. Different artists sell them directly. People might remember that earlier this year, Kings of Leon released one of their albums as an NFT. But marketplaces like Rarible, OpenSea, Nifty Giftways, you can browse for them like you would browse for any other gift.
So, Julia, are there other crypto-related gifts that are hot right now?
There are meme coins that people can buy. This is something you want to do for somebody who's already in the space. Something like a Dogecoin is like kind of a funny gift to give someone who's already in the crypto space. It's sort of an inside joke in that community. There are also things that sort of try to represent, by being tangible, they try to represent the intangibility of this space. So people might have heard of tungsten cubes. These are NFTs that you purchase and can actually hold in the real world. You hold a 2-inch or 4-inch cube of tungsten, this metal. It's denser than lead. It's extremely heavy. And when you hold that, you are holding a physical representation of the NFT that you bought. So a little bit of a joke in the crypto community started as a way to sort of poke fun at how hard to understand this world can be and how hard it can be to visualize. But the creator of these cubes, or the person who first popularized them, he's been giving them as gifts for the holidays, he said, for years. So definitely something for the crypto nerds.
I think the last time I used the word tungsten in a sentence was in high school chemistry class.
I had to look up what it looked like. I had to Google it. I thought, what is this?
Okay. So what do tungsten cubes cost?
So because they're small cubes of this valuable metal, they can be expensive. So if you're buying the 2-inch cube, they can cost around $400. And if you're buying the 4-inch cube, they can cost as much as $3,000.
Oh, okay. So maybe some budgeting is in order, too. But you know, Julia, when a lot of us were growing up, kids often got stock certificates or savings bonds as gifts in lieu of straight up cash. And they could be ways for kids to learn about investing or savings. What do the experts you spoke with say about giving these 2021 era digital gifts to kids?
If you want to give a gift to a child that can help teach them about investing or show them sort of what the market means for their everyday life, I spoke with several people who recommended a custodial account. That's an account that an adult, either the parent or a family friend, sets up for the child, can gift money into this custodial account and allow it to grow over time. They also recommended 529 plans. This is something similar, but specifically for qualified educational expenses. You can also gift fractional shares if you know that somebody, sort of like the savings bonds or the stock certificates of the past, if you know that somebody has a huge affinity for a particular company or a particular industry, you don't have to give them an entire share in that company, but you can give them a fraction of it, sort of as a sign that you know that they enjoy this thing and want to maybe track its progress.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.